Welcome to the Grant Writing Seminar with your host, Dr. Eurydice Moore on WGCR.FM.
Greetings. I'm Dr. Eurydice Moore, the Grant Writer for Safe Haven Community Skills Center, a non-for-profit corporation located in the East Garfield community on the west side of Chicago, Illinois. Safe Haven provides alternative educational services. We offer grant writing services, grant writing workshops, and an opportunity to attain a certification in grant writing. This half hour is being sponsored by Mrs. Rolanda Pruitt of Rhema Empowerment Center, located on the west side of Chicago, Illinois. The continuation of this show will be based on your response. You may send a contribution to Safe Haven at Post Office Box 241174, Chicago, Illinois, 60624. All contributions are tax deductible. If you have a comment or question, you may email me at EurydiceMoore@yahoo.com. EurydiceMoore@yahoo.com. You can spell Eurydice, E-U-R-Y-D-I-C-E. EURYDICE, EurydiceMoore@yahoo.com. You can even fax me with responses at 773-638-5003. At 773-638-5003. Please let me know that you are listening to this radio show. During this half hour, I will tell you how to write a letter of intent. So call someone right now and let them know that this program is on, the Grant Writing Seminar. Now, I would like to explain the show format. Someone might be wondering, what is Grant Writing Services? Grant Writing Services is provided with Safe Haven Community Skills Center, and this entails consultation. You may have a project, an idea, or a dream, and you need it put into proposal language, into a proposal. So you might want to run an idea by me to find out if it's feasible during this consultation. And not only if it's feasible, but if it's fundable. If there are funds available to sponsor what you desire. Now, also during grant writing services, we have organization assessment, where a staff member will assess your organization, determine if you are legally operating, and if you are missing any paperwork, documentation, advise you what would be best for you to do. And then lastly, grant writing, where someone can actually write a grant proposal for you or either a letter of intent. Another service available at the Safe Haven Community Skills Center is Grant Writing Workshop. Now, Grant Writing Workshop is when you learn how to write your own proposals and you learn how to write proposal letters. This is where you receive instruction, and it can be conducted in a corporate setting, which means that if you are a church, a school, a hospital, a community center, that a staff member can come on site, on your premises, and teach you how to write grants. Now, some of you might be shy, and you would opt for individual instruction. We also provide private sessions. All you have to do to get on schedule is to call Safe Haven at 773-407-5372. Grant writing certification. There is a course that is 6 weeks in length where you can have an opportunity to explore the possibility of a career in grant writing, where you can become a certified grant writer. In just 6 weeks, you are eligible to sit for a state examination after completing your studies. And once again, that is at Safe Haven. Now, from time to time during the radio show, there will be references made to grant writing related services. Now, what is meant by grant writing related services? These are services, resources shared to you It's not exactly grant writing, but it's monies. Any type of opportunity to attain money will be shared with you on this program. Example, scholarships, vendorship, fundraising, sponsorship. And these items will be discussed from time to time on the grant writing seminar. Then we have grant writing highlight during our radio program, where a terminology or a case study will be shared with you, the listening audience. Now, in the terminology, a proposal term will be shared. Example, target population. What is a target population? Mission statement. What is a mission statement? These are few items that I share during highlight of the grants. Grant writing highlight terminology. Now also, time to time, we will study case studies where I will share with you scenarios and actual events that have occurred during my profession as a certified grant writer. And I will point out the do's and the don't, and we will look at it as a learning tool. And lastly, announcements and calendar of events will be aired on the show. So once again, if you have questions, you may reach me at 773-407-5372. 773-407-5372. The subject today is grant writing workshop. We're going to focus on proposal letters today. Now, grant writing workshops are available year-round at Safe Haven Community Skills Center. Once again, if you would like a corporate setting where you would like a staff member to come on site and give instructions and proposal letter writing and proposals, we'll be more than happy to accommodate you. And this is year-round. This is from Sunday to Sunday, from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. All you have to do is call and get on schedule. Now, for a private lesson, private lessons are also available year-round. There's morning sessions available, afternoon, evening, weekends. All you have to do is call and get on schedule. Now, today we're going to talk about the proposal letters. I tapped into that on last week. I'm going to do a quick review and then go into how to write a letter of intent. Proposal letters. There are two types of proposal letters. There is what is known as letter of intent and letter of inquiry. They are a one-page document, and you receive immediate monies. When do you write proposal letters? You write them immediately. You will receive a 1 to 3 day response. The longest is 2 weeks. You write proposal letters while you have your proposal submitted to foundations, corporations, businesses, government, state, city level, because it takes time for proposals to be reviewed. It takes time for funders to make decisions. Many times they want to come on premises and observe your program, check your book, and then they go back and then they rate your proposals. They may call you in and conduct an interview. All of that is time consuming, and you need money right now. So proposal letter, along with fundraising and sponsorship, is a very instrumental tool in receiving money immediately. Once again, it's a one-page document. Now, what out of that letter, you can get about 4 letters. You can write a letter requesting monetary support, or you can write a letter requesting products like computers, equipment, supplies, and then you can even write a letter to request a service. Let's say your organization have carpeting and it needs to be cleaned. You can submit a letter to someone that has a cleaning service, and they can come on your premises and clean your carpet and waive their fee, and you issue them a letter that they turn in to do their tax, once they do their taxes, and they will get what is known as a tax break, a tax write-off, and you will receive the service. Now, you need a 501c3. You must have a non-for-profit organization. So you need to form a non-for-profit organization and attain a 501c3 to experience these benefits. Now, upon approaching sponsors, you can ask for a monetary contribution, product, service, or sponsorship. Now, once you have your letter completed, where do you send the letters? You can send a letter, start with your bank. If you are an organization, start with your bank. Check out your bank giving program. Then submit your letter, your proposal letter, to other banks, your aldermen, state senator, state representative, businesses, foundation, corporation. These are some of the places that you can submit proposal letters to. For additional information, you may contact me at 773-407-5372. Now, what are some of the things that I have attained and people that I personally know in writing a proposal letter? I know people that have received equipment, computers, printers, gift certificates. I know people that have been donated hotel stays, have had workshops funded, conferences funded, concerts funded, and have received monetary awards from this simple one-page document. Now, we're going to get into proposal letter writing. Now, there's a difference. I do not want you to confuse the two. There's a difference between the proposal letter writing and proposal writing. The proposal letter writing is a one-page document. The proposal itself can be anywhere from 10, 20, 40, and some as large as 80 pages. So today we're going to look at the one-page document, which can help you to receive immediate money. Now, when I said letter, it's not just an ordinary letter, a letter that you write Grandma or Uncle Willie. No, this is a technical letter. This is a letter that contains proposal language. Now, I'm going to do an overview of a letter of intent, which is a proposal letter. Once again, proposal letters can be either a letter of intent or a letter of inquiry, which are similar but yet different and serve different purposes. But we are going to focus on just one proposal letter, and that is the letter of intent. And I hope you was able to contact people to ask them to tune into the show. I want to encourage you to take notes. And if you miss anything or you need additional information, there are books available that will go into more detail on how to do a proposal letter. And once again, you can call 773-407-5372. Now, there are different parts to the letter. First of all, once again, you must be a non-for-profit organization with a 501c3 status. And you need stationery. Your organization must have stationery. And on the stationery at the top, of course, you will have the organization name, address, city, state, zip code, and telephone number. And nowadays, people are adding their email, faxes, and website. That is optional. Now, you also need to have the letter dated for when you are going to send them out. Now, you're going to send copies. You just don't want to send one letter. You want to send at least, hear me out now, at least 10 copies a month to different places. And I have gave you some places that you can consider. Now, you put the date. Then you go into your salutation. The salutation part of the letter is also known as addressee, who the letter is going to. Now, when seeking funders, if you have a funder in mind, you need to call the organization, your funding source that you're interested in soliciting for funding, for support, and ask them for the name of a contact person. so that when you mail your letter, it just won't sit around. It will go directly and land into the hand of the person that review the letters and make decision. So you need the name of the contact person. Now, we're going to take a break. You have been listening to WGCR.FM. We're what the world is looking for.
Right now, the sun is shining, but people are crying. This is Aaron Neville speaking for the American Red Cross. When a hurricane like Katrina passes, it leaves behind massive devastation. Just because the weather map shows the storm is over doesn't mean it's over. People have lost their homes, lost their families. People were glued to their TVs. Where will it hit? Where will it hit? It's still hitting. For some people, Hurricane Katrina could last for the rest of their lives. This is a country that comes together in times of need. Do whatever you can. Please help these people put their lives back together. Call 1-800-HELP-NOW or go to redcross.org and click Donate Now. If it takes a while, keep trying. Please help the devastated victims of Hurricane Katrina and thousands of other disasters each year. Go to redcross.org or call 1-800-HELP-NOW. Right now, the sun is shining, but the work has just begun. Brought to you by the American Red Cross, the Ad Council, and this station.
The best in music from around the world. WGCR.FM.
Welcome back. Now, I'd like to encourage you, if you're not a sponsor, you're more than welcome to be a sponsor. You could be a one-time sponsor, a monthly sponsor, or a guest sponsor. Now, Funder of the Month. Once again, Dr. Soul Foundation is seeking requests for grant application. Now, if you to receive a grant application and instruction, you should contact Dr. Soul, S-C-H-O-L-L, Foundation, 1033 Skokie Boulevard, Suite 230, Northbrook, Illinois, 60062. Telephone number 847-559-7430. 847-559-7430. Website, Dr. Soul, D-R-S-C-H-O-L-L, foundation.com. Now, we're going to pick back up with the salutation. Now, once you attain the name of a contact person, make sure you get their job title because you want to properly address that and you don't want to insult anyone. Then you put the name on the next line, the name of the organization, their address, city, state, zip code. Then you want to move over to your right side of your paper where it says RE regarding letter of intent. So when someone read this letter, they immediately know that the rest of this letter is going to be in regard to, I want some money. Give me some money. Now, once you have your RE, letter of intent, then underneath it, you can write one of the following requests. These are the most popular. These are not the only one. You can request general operation support. General operation support, when a funder read this letter of intent, knowing you want money, when you state general operation support, you are saying, I want money for my whole organization. I want money for salary, program, expenses, utilities. That's what general operation support. And you can even get money for postage stamp. Now, another popular, most common request is money for startup capital or seed money. What this is letting them know that you are brand new and you're just getting started and you're trying to get things off the ground. You're trying to fly. So you need startup money. Then another common term is program development. Now, you may have been around for a while, and you have a program that you want to expand. You want to offer more services. You may even want to hire people. This would be program development. Once again, at the RE, which stands for regarding, you would write type, letter of intent, and then you would choose one of the terms that I just mentioned, general operation support, or startup capital, or program development. Use only one. Then you drop down into your letter where it says greetings. Now, greeting, you're getting ready to address the individual. You will say Mr., Mrs., Reverend, or Doctor, whatever their term is. Now, a situation might occur where you contact the funding source and they told you that there's no one particular person to send a letter to, that they have a group of people that make decisions. Well, find out who they are. They could be the board of director, the advisory committee, the marketing department, public relations, public affairs, whatever they throw at you, use what they give you. So in your salutation, you would put board of director, or advisory board or marketing department or public relation, public affairs, then the organization name, address, city, state, zip code. Now, when you get to the greeting part, now, of course, you date the letter and have your RE. But when you get to the greeting part, you have no Mr., Ms., or Mr., or Reverend, or Doctor to address. What you will say is, example, dear board of director, dear advisory committee, dear marketing, public relation, or dear public affairs. And when all else fails, you can just simply write to whom it may concern. Now you move on into your letter where it says introduction. Okay. Now, in the introduction part of the letter, you want to look at it as a business card. You state your organization name, and you begin to give your organization history, how long you've been around. What community are you located in? Are you in the Roseland community, East Godfield, Bronzeville, Englewood? What community is your organization located? West side of town. Are you located on the west side, south side, east side, northwest? Where is your organization located? Then city and state. So you're located in East Godfield on the west side of Chicago. Okay. All right, we have that. Then you have to give your organization credentials. You mean an organization have credentials? Yes, an organization have credentials. You will let the funder know that you are a non-for-profit 501c3. Now, if you state that you are a non-for-profit, you are saying that you are recognized by the state. And in our case, you're recognized by the state of Illinois. Now, whenever you say that state that you have a 501c3 status, you are saying that you have been recognized by the Internal Revenue Service. You're recognized by the federal government. Now, I have met people that says, well, Dr. Moore, I only have the non-for-profit article incorporation, and I'm only recognized by the state of Illinois. That's okay. What you can do is find someone that has a 501c3 and ask them if they will please serve as your FISCA agent, F-I-S-C-A-L, FISCA agent. And what that means is that they will give you permission to use their 501c3. You enter into an agreement with them. They may or may not charge you a small fee. And you have the understanding that you can use the 501c3 until yours come, or they might just say maybe just 6 months, whatever the case may be. You understand that they're going to check your work, your paperwork. Praise God. Are they going to check your paperwork? Now, you have been listening to the grant writing seminar, and we have covered the proposal letter. And I'm going to continue this in the next show. Thank you for tuning in. Your host of this half hour has been Dr. Eurydice Moore, the Grant Writing Seminar. God bless and Godspeed.